At an international population conference this week in Bangkok, Asian and Pacific countries have rejected the United States' position on abortion and adolescent sexual rights. U.S. delegates wanted to change the 1994 Cairo Family Planning Agreement to clarify U.S. opposition to abortion rights. In the end, the U.S. supported the conference's final declaration, but with reservations. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
For more than 8 years since the 1994 Cairo conference, delegates have met at meetings like the one in Bangkok this week. They talk about the effectiveness of various programs and approaches in controlling population growth, preventing unwanted pregnancies, getting young people to delay having sex, and stopping the spread of HIV and AIDS. Françoise Girard of the International Women's Health Coalition says developing countries are heavily invested in the family planning principles of the Cairo Population Conference.
They have dramatically changed their national policy on sexual and reproductive health, as well as their programs and their budgets. And they are now really committed, and they have national policies and action plans and programs and the money behind them to deliver services, reproductive health services, information and education to their people.
But the Cairo Agreement was negotiated during the Clinton years, under terms the Bush administration now says it never would have accepted. So at every international conference, its delegates have fought to delete or change the language in the agreement. Girard says at this meeting, the U.S. took the same hard line.
They say they now object to the core concepts of this agreement, such as reproductive health services, and reproductive rights, and then proceeded to want to remove, again, you know, mentions of unsafe abortion, condom use, et cetera, et cetera. So throughout the negotiation, this was the position of the U.S. Accept our position or else.
Yesterday, the 30 countries still present at the conference voted against the changes proposed by the U.S. delegation. Two countries abstained. A U.S. State Department official complained that international family planning organizations had engaged in a campaign of disinformation which blocked negotiations, but in the end accepted the consensus of the conference with reservations. In detail, it explained that the U.S. supports the sanctity of innocent life from conception to natural death. The word innocent was added in the final draft. It went on to declare that therefore the U.S. does not support, promote, or endorse abortions, abortion-related services, or the use of abortifacients. Lelaine Viado of the Network of Asia-Pacific Youth says that many countries, including her own, the Philippines, don't support abortion and don't agree with the U.S.
Abortion is unconstitutional. It's actually very underreported. Whose women who are in an unwanted pregnancy, they resort to an illegal and most of the time unsafe abortion, which we don't really want to do because the high mortality rates happen in those illegal cases. So we don't want that to happen. We want women to be, you know, have better control of their body and to, in the first place, prevent the case of abortion.
That's why, Viado says, she lobbied her government to keep the language protecting reproductive health rights and services. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.